Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Eat not too much. You know, be discreet. You know, be temperate. Be zealous. I have nothing much to say, you know, calendars and blah, blah, blah. And I just, to me, it's just like, what is this? I don't even know what this stuff, what is this about? I'm here for something important. I'm here for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to partake of the divine nature. I'm all about the big stuff. You know what I mean? Don't get at me with that other stuff. I want the big stuff. I want the important things. I want the stuff that's going to cause me to live eternally. I want the stuff that's going to make me like Jesus Christ. You know, if he had long hair, I don't think he'll mind if I have short hair. I can still be like him, you know? If he had short hair and I grow mine long, I don't think he's going to care because I can still be like him. It's because I don't put a box on my head. I do have a box on my head. It's invisible, though. I have a seal on my head, actually. A glowing seal. There's an inscription. Verse 10. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Look at the way things were as the apostles are getting old. And people think that, you know, it's like, what do you think? They took over the church, these people. There were precious few who were true disciples. You know, it's interesting to me that only one of Polycarp's writings, one of the disciples of John, right? I read it and I was like, well, I agree with that. I'm like, how come there's only one thing he wrote? Well, that's the only thing that survived. Survived what? Yeah, survived those other guys. You know? Imagine if he was writing an epistle naming names of the other people who followed not the doctrine of the apostles. Whether or not that'd be there, I don't know. Who knows? He's talking about this guy, Diotrephes. You know, I remember what he's done prating against us. Which means, prating against is one word. It means to be a blabberer, a trifler. By implication, to berate idly or mischievously. You know, to speak against someone I'm trying to visualize. I was meaning like the apostles walking. Oh, look at it. It's the apostles. Here he comes. There's sort of this idea of mischief, malicious words, which is poneros, hurtful. You know, maybe there's a little foolish jesting going on there. Not content with that. No. He wasn't content with that. No. There was more. And he doesn't himself receive the brethren that John would send or from the, you know, from, he would instead forbid them or hinder them that would, those who would receive and cast, and anyone who would receive the brethren from, like John, he casts them out of the church, meaning like, you know, again, he's obviously, this guy is in charge, right? If anyone comes speaking contrary to the doctrine of Diotrephes, well, Maybe he was one of those who denied Jesus came in the flesh. I don't know. But again, you see, looking in the apostles' time, even in their time, in churches, you see such degradation, such falling away. That they thought it was the end. But God, you know, the thing is, I always said, I know that the fact that the New Testament talks like the end of the, they expected the end of the world to come in their generation. And some people, that's a stumbling block to faith. For me, it's always been a bit of a question. I was like, well, why is that? You know, it's like, well, you know, maybe that's a, you know, when I was a big doubter, it was sort of like, yeah, it was kind of a stumbling block to me too. It's like, well, what's all that about? But now I've come to see it in the sense of like, God made them feel like that. They sincerely believed that, and so they wrote that. He gave them that impression. The Son of Man is a man taking a far journey. They didn't expect it to be a 2,000-year journey. Why would they? You know, Jesus said, the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants. So they thought, hey, you know, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be faithful, waiting for him. Second Peter, though, you see, Peter had an insight on it. He says, they're going to come in the last days, scoffers. He saw a change coming, you know. But they definitely, there was this sort of attitude, and I think we are never to lose it. I think with age, that attitude came to all the apostles, where they realized, it's like, though, if it come not in my time, I'm to live and to instruct others in such a way that they'd be ready. We don't want to be saying, yeah, it's probably still a far off, you know? Why, it could be 18 more years. You know? Obviously, we can only get ready as quickly as we can get ready. But we got to be diligent, which means use speed. That's what God, that's, you know, the Spirit, God has given me the spirit of speed. A diligent spirit he's put on me. That's why I'm teaching all these things so rapidly. Not even that it's going to be like, I don't expect, I don't think we're in the last time now, precisely, though I'm in the last time. I was born for it. So I don't know about the rest of you, but that's where I'm going.